Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. My name is Kerry Green, and I'm here to encourage you this morning to help you get your mind aligned with God's truth. Because when you are thinking along the lines of the way God thinks about this created world that we live in, you are thinking in terms of reality at the deepest level. And you are able to live consistent with reality, which enables us to live more effectively, more powerfully, more at peace, because we know we are aligned with the truth of God. And so we just opened up a can of worms in the last few episodes as we've been looking at the life of Moses from the book of Exodus. Because God says in Exodus chapter 4, verse number 21, that he will harden Pharaoh's heart so that Pharaoh will not let God's people go. So God did something in Pharaoh's heart that prevented him from doing right. That's the can of worms we just opened up. And the reason it's a can of worms at all is because it doesn't jive with our understanding of what it means to be a human being with free will. But what I introduced to you is that God, being the creator, has both the right and the ability to superintend things, to cause things to happen in this created order. And that means over and above our free will. So our choices don't really matter a lot in those situations. Our desires don't matter a lot. Our way of looking at things and our perception or opinion of what the truth is doesn't matter a lot. Because God's way of behaving in those circumstances is what will in the end come about. There's just no getting around it, because God is God. And I told you yesterday I was going to give you a little illustration or a story to help you understand this. It's been very helpful to me. And I recognize, before I tell you this story, that it's flawed. It has some missing components in being a perfect parallel to what we're talking about. But it gets me going down the right path to understand this concept a little more clearly. So the story I want to tell you involves a made-up story that we're all familiar with, and that's the whole Star Wars saga. Most people have seen at least one or two of the Star Wars movies or have read a book written by George Lucas. George Lucas was the creator of the entire Star Wars universe, if that's what you want to call it. He created the characters. He determined what their personalities would be like and what their history would have been. He determined how they would interact with each other. He determined which ones would be good and which would be bad. George Lucas conceived of all of it. And at any point in writing the story that we know as Star Wars, George Lucas made hundreds of decisions about those characters, about what they would decide, what they would feel, what they would do in response to certain circumstances. George Lucas determined it because he was the creator of the story. Understanding that God is the creator and we are the creature has helped me to understand, to a degree, what it means that he can say things like, I will harden this person's heart. It's like Pharaoh is a character in a fictional story that God created. And that helps me understand that, as far as the illustration goes, that's exactly what is happening. Pharaoh is God's creation in this story we call history. And God both has the right and the power to harden Pharaoh's heart to the point that Pharaoh actually sins. And it does not affect God at all. Just like the characters in the Star Wars saga do not affect George Lucas at all. He is outside the story. So it does not impugn God's motives. It does not impugn God's character. In fact, he remains absolute holy as the creator who's carrying out his purposes in the world. And tomorrow, we're going to get into what was God's purpose in doing what he did regarding Pharaoh. Join me tomorrow morning on the Morning Mindset.